On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pre 2 December 27, Johannesburg 25 grade.
Issues in Bedford View, N12 East. There's slow moving traffic towards the R24 split. Also N3 South, stationary vehicle before Galulis and Midrand. N1 North, stationary truck before New Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die regering het die aankoms van die 153 Palestynse vlugtelinge by Oor Tambo internasionale lughawe op 'n humanitêre basis gemagtig. Die vlugtelinge het gister op 'n gekoördineerde vlug wat deur die Suid-Afrikaanse lugredery Global Airways vanaf Kenia bedryf word aangekom, Cliff Shiko berig.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the refugees who lacked valid documentation were received out of compassion and empathy because they came from a war-torn country. The passengers were not permitted to leave the aircraft because they lacked customary exit stamps in their passports. Ramaphosa was speaking at a cleanup campaign in Cliptown in Soweto.
And it does seem like they were being flushed out. We will get the details later, but from a humanitarian point of view, And we had to accept them.
The incident has sparked calls for urgent reform within Home Affairs to prevent similar humanitarian crises in the future. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Soweto.
Die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek het emosionele getuienis van die woordvoerder van die Ekurhuleni Metropolisie, Kili Bongilitsepa, aangehoor. Sy het vandag getuig oor hoe sy media navraag hanteer het rakende die bloulig
Tepa detailed how she became a target of harassment and abuse from Mukwanazi simply for advising officials on how to improve their response to media inquiries.
I was hit on the head with a firearm. The accosters shoved me to the side of the passenger seat. They got into the car and they drove off. They drove past my house and I could see my neighbor who's literally looking.
She says the media storm intensified after journalist Jeff Weeks exposed documents showing Mukwanazi's signature on a letter granting Matlala blue light privileges. Anastasia Mogobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Ons fokus verskuif nou na die toename in aanlyn dobbelary in Suid-Afrika. Die land staar 'n ernstige dobbelprobleem in die gesig aangesien 'n groeiende aantal jong mense verslaaf raak aan dobbelary. Byna almal deesdae het 'n slimfoon. November word erken as verantwoordelike dobbelmaand in Suid-Afrika.
For young people it's like a way of getting money quick for them to do anything that they want. Basically it could either be for buying groceries, buying alcohol or buying takeaways. It's just a quick and easy way for them to get cash.
Dis die stem van 'n 23-jarige wat onlangs R400 gewen het. Die nasionale dobbelraad se waarnemer uitvoerende hoof, Lungile Dukwana, erken dat daar 'n groeiende tendens is van jonge dobbelaars.
We are seeing that the younger people are the ones who are actually bearing the brunt of this in the sense that we did a survey which showed us that the ones between, I think, the age of 25 and 34 are the ones that are actually gambling the most.
Vir meer oor Suid-Afrikaanse dobbelkrisis, besoek jacarandafm.com en klik op nuus. Nog nes uit die buiteland, 'n minibus met Chinese toeriste het vroeër vandag in Bali neergestort. 5 mense is dood, 8 ander is beseer. En ten slotte Jeff Bezos se Blue Origin het sy New Glenn 4 pyl met 2 NASA ruimtetuie aan boord suksesvol gelanseer. Dit is vir sy reis na Mars. Action al September, meer nuus om 3 uur.